Welcome to the Hidden Voice podcast with me, your host, Samala Bygraves. This is a podcast for women who are desiring an exploration into understanding and expressing their fuller selves, light and dark. It is for those who are ready to uncover the wisdom that lives within our deepest fears and the liberation on the other side of transforming the shame and guilt that shrouds our individual and collective past experiences. Join me every fortnight as we shed light on the hidden parts of ourselves and society that have long been kept in the shadows. This is a space for raw conversation, rebirth, and transformation. This is where we uncover our hidden voice. Hello, and welcome back to the Hidden Voice podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you if this is your first time tuning in. And thank you if you've listened to the previous episodes that I released in 2023. On that note, it has been nearly a year since I released the last episode of this podcast. And since that point in time, my life has undergone huge internal and external changes. So before we get stuck into today's episode, I just want to inform you of the changes to the format of this podcast. So if you have listened to the previous episodes, or if you're going to go back and you're going to have a re-listen or listen for the first time, you will hear another voice in the podcast. So prior to this new series or this new launch of the podcast, I was joined by my incredible and very close friend, Danielle. Danielle was sharing her personal and, I guess, perspective on astrology, mythology, and psychology, and how that was influencing and represented in the themes of the episodes that were released and the topics that I was discussing. Both Danielle and I, interestingly, at the very same time, went through a huge process of change, and we both made massive changes within our own lives in terms of the areas that we are showing up in and working in. So Danielle will no longer be on this podcast, but hopefully I will get her back on the podcast, but in a very different way. So she will no longer be featuring on the podcast. However, if you do go back to listen to the previous episodes, then you do get to listen to the wealth of knowledge and insight that she has. So in terms of these episodes going forward, where are we at? Well, this is what today's episode is all about. I'm going to be bringing you up to speed as to where I am, because my life, as I said, has gone through a huge process of transformation. And me coming back into this space is all about me reintegrating, reinventing, and bringing myself back online as the woman that I am now, because I am very different to how I was even a year ago. And that's the beauty of transformation. That's the beauty of change. It's the beauty of growth, is that we are constantly shifting. We are constantly revealing a new layer, a more integrated self. So before we get stuck into today's episode, I'm very grateful for you being here. I am so grateful for you to be listening. It's going to be a bit rusty. It's probably going to be a little bit raw because, again, like I said, it's been nearly a year since I have recorded an episode. So this is all about me getting back into it, getting stuck back into it, refining my voice and really learning to trust in my own intuitive voice. So the episodes that are going to be coming are going to be focused heavily on my lessons over the last, again, almost 12 months. I'm going to be sharing my personal experiences, what's been happening, what I've been learning, the work that I've been doing with my incredible coach. Maybe I'll even get him on here. And this is really all about me sharing. If you are a human design, or if you're interested in human design, then I will mention some aspects of human design. But again, this is really going to be about me sharing my process and my experience and the transformation that I've been going through over the last 12 months. And again, because I know that my purpose is really rooted in me going through a process of change and then me sharing that process of change. And that's really what I'm here to do. I know that. So without further ado, we're going to get stuck into today's episode. Again, thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoy, and let's see what happens. So here we are, episode one of the next season, iteration, chapter, whatever you want to call it. Here we are. Here I am. Wow. Okay. I have not written any notes for today's episode. This is completely on the fly. This is completely raw because this is practicing ground. This is practicing ground for me in terms of beginning to really trust in my voice and trust in my intuition. And I woke up this morning with the urge, the knowing that today I'm going to be recording the first episode of the next season of the Hidden Voice podcast. So here we are. So as I said in my intro, it has been nearly a year since I recorded the last podcast. And what has happened since then? Well, if you had listened to the first series, then you will have had some idea as to where my life was at that point. Now, if you are new to listening, then the thing that you need to know about me is that my highest value. So when we talk about values, I am talking about the value determination, the value concept that is or has been put forward by Dr. John Demartini. So my highest value is personal development. And then next to that is connection to self. So what that means is that for me, the most fulfilling thing, the thing that I think about and am drawn to the most is this just autonomous, there is no motivation required, desire to understand myself, to grow, and to continue to answer these incredibly huge burning questions within me that all stems from, you know, who am I? Who am I? And I want to dig down and I want to investigate and I want to understand every aspect of myself so that I can understand my external environment. So in terms of these episodes, especially this new series or season of the podcast, I'm really going to be diving into the lessons and to the learning and to the wisdom that I have cultivated over the last year, definitely, but even prior to that. But things have really sped up. So it all kind of began. So if you know a little bit of my story, so I'll just bring you up to speed briefly. So back in 2023, so beginning in 2023, I published a book, which was a memoir. I launched this podcast. I essentially let go of a lot of aspects of my old self. So I'd been running a business, a fitness business, a health and fitness business. And I just was rapidly going through this process of build and destroy, so creating something, letting go of something, creating something, letting go of something. So again, just to bring you up to speed, if you have heard of or are somebody that is interested in and uses the tool Human Design, I am a manifester. I'm a 5-1 manifester, a splenic manifester. So that means I am spontaneous. I'm here to use my voice. I go through processes of create and then I go through processes of destroy. And again, my individual chart, my individual energetic blueprint, there is a lot of rebirth. There are a lot of cycles of rebirth. There are a lot of cycles of build and destroy. So this is a huge theme of my life of creating something, allowing it to have its impact and then letting it go. So I started or launched the podcast. I released the book. I sort of let go a lot of aspects of my business, of my life. And then I went to Australia in March. I had the most profound experience going on a mushroom and cacao journey. And this all culminated in me coming back from Australia in 2023 in the end, mid-April, early May, and feeling like I'd hit this wall. And all of a sudden, everything that I had done, even the book and the podcast and the things that I was thinking that I wanted to create, I had this knowing that, no, this isn't what you're meant to be doing right now. This isn't it. You're actually needing to go deeper within. There's some other lessons that you need to learn. And something that my coach said a while back is that, you know, we can have these sort of huge growth periods, but sometimes we need to go back to revisit lessons that perhaps we kind of skipped over or didn't do at the time. So, you know, we're just going to go back a notch, back to May, back to June in 2023. And I'd released the last episode. So the last episode of this podcast was released in June 2023. And I'm sat there and I've got this pod, I've got this book, I'm building a human design coaching business. And I'm feeling this like, just no, I'm just feeling this no, I'm feeling that this isn't it. And again, I know myself pretty well. And I know that when I want to do something, I'll do it. And when I don't, I won't. And this has been a huge area of self-acceptance for me, is that, you know, there's a lot of shadow, or has been a lot of shadow for me when it comes to creating, building something and then letting it go. Because, you know, there's conditioning, there's a real paradigm out there that, you know, you create something, you start something, you do something, and that's it. That's who you are. But I am very much not a subscriber of that way of thinking. So I'm there and it's June, and you know, I'm having these conversations with Danielle, who again featured on the podcast, the previous podcast episodes, and I'm just feeling like my life has ended. And that sounds like a dramatic thing to say, but what I meant by that is I could not see, not being able to see what was next, because it didn't feel like it was rooted in the book, and it didn't feel like it was rooted in any of the things that I was currently trying to build. And I really sat with that. It was very uncomfortable. It was incredibly uncomfortable. I couldn't really articulate it. I couldn't really share about it. So again, if you've been following me, if you know me, if you've been part of my life for the last sort of 10 years, I went pretty quickly, pretty dark, on, you know, as in I kind of disappeared off of social media around about June, July, very much, you know, I was very active, very present. And then I just retreated. Now, as a manifester, so again, this isn't a human design podcast, but it just helps me to give some context. And it helps me because this is how I perceive the world and this is how I understand myself. I went into a huge rest phase. So I have not created anything. Since the book or the pod, I've not created anything. I've just been resting, but I've also been learning. Now, around about June, early July, I was sat at home and I was just like feeling this, like, what is next? Because I feel like I can't see anything anymore. I can't see what's next for me. But what I knew was I had to let go. I had to let go again. I was like, I've got to let go again. I need to let go of what I've created again. But I just started building this. And again, huge discomfort, huge feelings of shame and, you know, what are people going to think? And, you know, what am I doing? And who am I? You know, all of that kind of stuff coming up. But I knew, I was like, I've got to let go again. I've got to let go again. I've got to make space for something new. Something new is coming, something bigger is coming, and I've got to make space for that. So I essentially let go of my entire coaching business. You know, I recorded the last episode of the podcast, really just let the book go. The book will do what the book is going to do. And then I had this morning where I woke up and I was like, I'm going to university and I'm doing a degree in classical studies. So I enrolled in university. And went through that whole process and got accepted. And then it was basically, yep, that's it. That's what I'm doing. I'm starting university in October 2023. So this is June. And I was like, that's what I'm doing. That's where I'm going. Classical studies also, as well as archaeology. And again, you know, you might think that's so left field, but it's not, because it's all about understanding the past, prehistory, making sense of the world. And this is what it is for me, making sense of myself to make sense of the world. However, I was not prepared. So again, if you'd listened to my previous episodes, you will know that I had separated from the father of my daughters and I was essentially on my own, not in a relationship, in many ways needing to be in very deep relationship with myself. So I will be discussing a lot of the lessons that I have learned on the podcast coming up about being in a relationship and really being consciously in a relationship, because I've come to learn a lot about myself. So I was on my own and I had been on my own for, this was the first time that I'd been on my, completely on my own and not in a relationship with anybody for an extended period of time. And then just out of what felt like out of nowhere, I met my now partner, who happens to be a manifestor in human design. And that was quite possibly the most, you got to learn these lessons. So like I said, you know, sometimes you've got to go back and you've got to pick up some lessons that maybe you were not able to do, because here is what I have learned is that you can do the work and you can do the work to heal relationship perspectives and you can do the work to heal aspects of yourself. But until you are face to face with your own shadow, with your own wounds, with your own fears that can only come up when you're in a relationship. So I wasn't expecting the incredible growth that I would experience when I entered into this relationship. You know, every single shadow, every single thing that I had not dealt with in terms of my own self was just presented to me. But I was in such a different space. I was so ready to open myself up. And I realized that being safe in a relationship, so much of that safety had to come from my own internal reservoir of safety. Now, I did touch on the masculine and feminine energetics in one of the previous episodes. But for me, you know, it was all about bringing the masculine and the feminine online and the mature masculine and feminine online and really cultivating my own inner safety and security and really allowing myself to open up in the relationship, really allowing myself to open up my heart and allowing myself to be loved. So many of my previous experiences and relationships really stemmed from this, you know, they have to go first and then I will be vulnerable and then I will be open. But it's almost like it's a synchronistic thing. It almost needs to happen at the same time. So for me, so much of the last, 9 months has been about learning to be myself in a relationship, learning to open up, learning to speak my own truth, to stand up for myself, to express myself and not hide away out of fear of abandonment or rejection. So there've been some huge lessons there. And, you know, I'm incredibly grateful for all of the past relationship experiences that I've had, despite the fact that at the time they may have been or have been felt very painful and uncomfortable. They've really informed so much of who I am now and how I am showing up in this relationship and how open and how vulnerable and how deserving I feel of actually being in a really loving, connected and equal partnership. So I will be talking about the lessons that I've learned there about myself. So beyond that, you know, the last nearly a year has really been about me deepening my own understanding of self, my own understanding of who I'm here to be, of letting go of so many of the things that I thought that I had to do and that I had to be, you know, showing up and learning relationship lessons, showing up and learning parenting lessons, you know, entering into a degree. You know, I'm now nearly a year into my degree and learning to learn again, learning to be a student again. You know, I'm very much a student at the moment. I'm very much in a place of learning. So the main focus of today's episode, as I said, was just to bring you up to speed as to where I am now. So as of this moment, I am a student. I am learning. I am going through a huge process of growth and transformation. I am in a profoundly deep and connected relationship, which again, you know, you can't hide from yourself when you are in a truly connected and vulnerable and open relationship. It is impossible to hide from yourself. You are faced with yourself, you know, constantly. So I've really had to learn to master myself and to regulate myself and to learn how to communicate effectively. And oh, there's just been so many lessons. So yeah, today's episode is short but sweet. I just wanted to give you an indication as to where I am, the kind of the areas of my life that have shifted and changed. I do not know what my next creative urge, if you like, will be. I'm speaking human design speak here. Manifested perspective, I'm not sure what my next creative urge is going to be, but I know that something is coming and I am trusting in the process. I do a lot of dream work with my coach. A lot of my dreams are all centered around self-expression, you know, bringing everything out from the unconscious, bringing everything out from the repressed places of my psyche, you know, really bringing as much of myself online as possible. And, you know, there's definitely huge fear around being rejected, around being challenged, around being told, no, you can't say that. No, you can't think that. No, you can't do that. So, you know, I'm really going through a process of really starting to own my fullest self. And again, bring all of myself online. So that is much of the continuing work that I do with my coach. So all that to say, thank you so much for showing up to today's episode. Like I said, it was probably going to be a little bit raw and was probably going to be a little bit rusty, but I just wanted to give you just basically bring everybody up to speed. So here we are. So here we are right now. It is May 2024. I am going to be sharing with you some of the deeper lessons that I have learned from going into a new relationship where I am I am the most authentic version of myself currently, and how that has further exposed the parts of myself that I was afraid to see, but also what it means to be in a space where you are received and where you are seen, and what that has allowed me to do, to really go into the deepest parts of myself that I was so afraid to show someone, you know, so afraid to show my vulnerability and my messiness and to show that I don't have everything all together and to share my deepest fears and desires and wants, and to really do that with someone, to really share myself with someone, but also to really allow myself to see somebody else and to see their truth and to see who they are and to really understand them. And, you know, that's been an incredible process and an incredible experience. And then, you know, with uni, you know, again, being a student in a university space, you know, this is completely new for me. And to really dive deep into my own personal growth with my coach and be doing a lot of dream work. So we use a Jungian dream analysis. That's the method or the technique that we use. So we really understanding what my unconscious is communicating to my conscious mind and really beginning to understand who I am and exploring the depths of my own being. And that is what we are all here to do. That is what I believe we are all here to do in our own unique way. My experience will be so different to your experience. But ultimately, for me, the meaning of life is me. The meaning of life is you, your individual expression, your truth. What are you here to bring to the collective? What are you here to express? What are you here to share in your own way? So thank you so much for being here. I look forward to bringing you the next series of the podcast. I look forward to sharing the lessons. Yes, they will be a little bit more specific, and yes, they will be a little bit more focused around one topic. Like I said, this has just been a bit of a let's bring you up to speed. Let's let you know where I am. So enjoy the rest of your day, morning, evening, wherever you are on the 24-hour clock. And I look forward to sharing with you again soon. Bye for now. If you're listening to this, then you've made it to the other side of the Hidden Voice podcast, and we want to thank you deeply. As some of you may know, I've birthed my first book this year, Spiral. It's my personal memoir of rebirth, reclaiming my voice and facing my shadow. Head to the show notes for how you can get your hands on a signed copy of my book. And if you would like to continue the conversation, subscribe to the show and be sure to share and review this episode.